After all that, Miami did end up signing Butler. I'm just getting breaking news. After all that, Miami ends up getting Butler. Oh, wait. I have to read further. Oh, the Miami Dolphins have signed wide receiver Bryce Butler.
Ooh, baby.
I thought the Jimmy Butler saga had taken a strange turn. The Miami Dolphins, have signed wide receiver Bryce Butler.
Well, Keem Grant might have a Achilles, bad Achilles injury. We got to get some people out there now.
Yep. And Devontae Parker, we know, left in a sling.
AC joint. Falling off.
All right, we'll continue that game show momentarily. But first, we are going to bring on, by the way, 5 o'clock happy hour here on Hockman and Crowder, presented by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery.
I was drinking that Saison last night.
As if the 5 o'clock hour isn't fun enough.
Now we got the Funky Buddha involved. We are rolling.
Makes it even better. Now, last week, Lee Sterling, who is a professional handicapper, he came on. Rob Pizzola was unable to come on last week, and so we went to the bullpen, and Lee Sterling was lights out.
Did his thug thizzle, as we say.
He did his thug thizzle.
I don't think you say it.
I'm not even certain what I said.
Don't look at me.
You can find him at ParamountSports.com. He's on Twitter, at Paramount Sports. He was, last week, let's see. He was a winner on the under Hurricanes and Georgia Tech, which we had, by the way, and it looked hairy there for a moment.
Early on.
He told us Notre Dame over Florida State, winner. He told us the Green Bay Packers over the Dolphins, that was his big play of the week, winner. He told us Indiana over Maryland in college. He won that game by a hook. He had told us, I think it was -1.5, and they won by 2. And then he had one loser in the bunch, Tulane and East Carolina. He had Tulane -14. So he was 4-1. How do you not invite a guest back who wins you money?
That's 80%?
80%.
You got to ride with 80%.
So Lee Sterling, again, you can follow him on Twitter at Paramount Sports. He's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Hello, Lee.
How are you guys?
Very good. How are you? I mean, we're good. You won us money last week. So
I'm doing great.
We're good. You know,
what happens is when you win, it's quiet. No one wants to bother you. When you lose, you get peppered with tweets, emails.
Yeah.
So a little bit easier to win and study and relax and keep winning.
You're a UM guy, by the way. We talked about this last week. I think you said your daughter's a cheerleader on the UM football squad. What do you make of what's gone on the past 4 weeks under Mark Richt? Because you want to talk about being under a microscope and getting the tweets and all the vitriol directed at you. Mark Richt is getting that.
Well, it's obviously not good. I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure that out. But there is still talent there. The biggest problem with coaches is they just can't admit when they have failed at something or they've made a mistake. And you know, some people think these guys are, you know, the end all, but you know, most of these guys, you know, didn't get a PhD. They're not practicing medicine. They're football coaches, and they have ties to certain coaches. You know, what we saw with Al Golden, he was tied to Mark D'Onofrio, didn't want to cut him loose, cost him his job, and I think eventually he's either going to have to bring in an offensive coordinator or put some great people around him, talking about as a quarterback coach, maybe bring in a Ken Dorsey or bring in a really good offensive line coach and just change some things. You can't run the same offense that was run 30 years ago. When I was in high school, they were running a Veer offense. It's not run anymore. Run the spread. You got to find a difference maker at quarterback, and that's what people thought he was going to be able to do. That was kind of his calling card, and finding some real good guys. And look what he left behind at Georgia. So he had found some really good quarterbacks over the last 12 to 15 years. Now he needs to find the guy, because even if you don't have a great offensive line, you can mask a lot of weaknesses with a great quarterback.
Yeah, who did we talk to today? Oh, Houston Nutt. Houston Nutt pretty much said the same thing. It's going to begin and end with a quarterback. Right. If you have a good quarterback, and he does have a roster of quarterbacks
that he's brought in. That's at every level right
pretty
now.
Pretty much. Yeah. If you have a great quarterback can mask a lot of deficiencies elsewhere. Let me try to get into the money winning here. Lee Sterling is with us. Let me start in the NBA. I want to get to football, but quickly, let me start in the NBA. The Miami Heat, who have not looked great lately, are 2-point favorites tonight in Brooklyn. Do you like that game?
I actually do. It's a game that I'm actually giving my clients, and I think it's a good spot here. I like good coaching staffs after they've lost a couple games. And obviously, you'd like to have Dwayne Wade there, but I think they have enough pieces to beat a Brooklyn team who's without one of their best players due to injury. So it's an ebb and flow, and if you have usually a down 8 to 10 games in the NBA, and even if you're a 500 team, you're probably the next 10 games going to cover 7 out of 10. I think Miami will win this game here by probably 6 to 10 points.
That's actually a sound thought there, that if you do have good coaches, you don't just spiral out of control. You figured out, especially against a lesser opponent. All right. You've swayed me on that game. 76ers, by the way, with Jimmy Butler. They're in Orlando tonight. Jimmy Butler's first game, so some people are going to watch that. I think Philadelphia, last I looked, was a 6-point favorite in Orlando tonight. Do you like that game?
Well, usually I will fade a team that loses a star the first game because most people feel that loss is just too much to overcome in a short sample. But in the long run, usually when you lose a key guy, you can make up for it for one or two games. I think getting someone new added to your roster, especially an all-star, is going to probably get this team excited here. So they played well against Miami. Not a game I'm giving my clients, but I think that they're probably the right side. Orlando doesn't protect the home turf very well, and Philadelphia just has three guys that are pretty much almost unguardable. So let's go with Philly and lay the 6 on the road.
All right, let me move to the NFL. Tomorrow night, Thursday night football, Seahawks host the Packers. Seattle's a 3-point favorite.
Well, as good as Aaron Rodgers is, you see a lot of weaknesses if you watch the Packers last week. And their run defense is dreadful. Their offensive line, they had trouble keeping the Dolphins out, and Seattle's a well-coached team. I mean, after watching the first couple games, I thought this team was in real trouble, but you got to give their coaching staff credit, and Russell Wilson will give their defensive line for the Packers a whole lot of trouble, and they finally have gotten healthy, and they've got two nice running backs. So also traveling on the short week, very, very tough. In college football, you follow these MAC games. Teams playing on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday are losing at a high rate, and I think the Packers are up against it here. I like Seattle here.
All right, Seattle laying the points. By the way, Lee Sterling is with us. You can follow him on Twitter at Paramount Sports. You can check out the website, paramountsports.com. He doesn't pay us to come on. We don't pay him to come on. We just enjoy it, and he won last week, so we're bringing him on again. Let me get to the Miami game on Saturday. The Hurricanes, last I checked, were 5.5-point favorites over Virginia Tech at Virginia Tech. This line surprised me and Crowder on Monday. We were guessing before we looked at the line what the line would be. We both thought that it would be Canes as underdogs. When we saw Monday, it was like Canes -3. Now it's up to Canes -5.5. What do you think here?
Well, I had made the line somewhere between 3.5 and 4 points, and it came out at 3.5. And then a big syndicate overseas hit the game. And I think they're on the right side. As bad as Miami has looked, I think they've hit rock bottom. Not saying they're going to run the table from here on out. But if you follow Virginia Tech, they were only returning 4 starters the beginning of the year. They lost their best 2 defensive backs, Mook Reynolds and Adonis Alexander, 2 great names. And then they lost their really only 1 good pass rusher in Trevon Hill. And they just don't want to engage. If you watch the Pitt game, they just didn't want to tackle at all. They're playing out the string. If the game was at night, it might be a little bit tougher, but it's a 3:30 afternoon game here. And I think Miami's going to probably run for 230 to 250 yards on them. I had Miami winning this game here 30-23.
Oh, all right. Okay. All right. I don't know what to do on this game. Maybe I'll just watch it.
I'm going with Lee.
Maybe I'll just watch it as a fan. Quickly here, some schools that have interest down here. Florida is a 39.5-point favorite over Idaho. You proud of that game, Crowder? 39.5. Would you lay it?
In this game, I think that's the right side. You know, they used to play Montana State, so they upgraded here to Idaho. And I'll actually watch a couple of these FCS teams. They were a Division I team until this fall. And the oddity here is their head coach, Paul Petrino, his son's the quarterback, and Luther Liss, who's one of their assistant coaches, he actually has two sons on the team. So usually I don't see three sons playing for two coaches on a squad, but they don't have the run defense here. They'll probably score 14 points, but Florida will probably score 58. So I like Florida here, 58-14.
All right, there you go, Crowder. Yep. A little something for you. FSU is getting a point and a half from Boston College. Miami fans have seen Boston College and Florida State.
Not a game that I would be involved in, okay, because the quarterback for Boston College, Brown, is listed as questionable, but you still got to side with Boston College. I mean, Florida State, they lose to Clemson by 49, and then you think, okay, they might be able to play with NC State. They lost by 21 points in that game, 29 to Notre Dame here, and Boston College can run the ball, and they just don't make many mistakes here. So I'm going to go with the sound team, even though they lost to Notre Dame, Boston College last weekend. They run the ball, and they stop the run much better than Florida State. Give me Boston College, even with their quarterback probably not playing. They should win this game 30-20.
Quickly, would you lay 51 points with Alabama against the Citadel? Alabama is a 51-point favorite.
And I know you can't stand Nick Saban, nor can many people here in the country. I have no feeling on this game, but if you study Nick Saban, and he has coached against a few of his brethren not in the SEC, some, like, for instance, this year they played Louisiana. One of his ex-coaches coached for Louisiana. He tends to take it easy on these guys. So there is a way to make money here, Mark, going against your most hated coach.
I would love
Nick
to.
Because Nick Saban has a heart, so he tries to be nice to his friends and not run the score up on him.
He does not have a heart.
The SEC, he has a heart. So I always look for the coaching tree. If Nick Saban has coached with a coach that maybe is coaching in the Sun Belt or Conference USA, he has a tendency to take it easy. And he didn't cover three games this year against Patsy's, and so there is a way to make money going against Nick Saban. So something just to think about for the future.
All right, interesting. Yep. I would love to bet against Nick Saban and make money. All right, quickly, Lee Sterling, three random picks, your choice.
First one is Arizona in the NFL. It looks like Byron Leftwich, who we last remember was a quarterback, I think, before he retired at Jacksonville, offensive coordinator, and doing a good job at Arizona, getting the ball to a star running back. So I think Arizona's the right side. No one wants to watch much of an Arizona or an Oakland game, but I think that's probably my top play of the week. Also like Middle Tennessee State against Kentucky. I think Kentucky little played out the last 2 weeks. Middle Tennessee has a real good quarterback, also a son of the head coach, Brent Stockstill, completing almost 70% of his passes. They move the change. And my final game, I'm going to go with Kansas State. Could be Bill Snyder's last home game and maybe a little trickery there and on special teams. I like Kansas State plus the points against Texas Tech. Don't like the quarterback for Texas Tech. Think he's a little too reckless.
All right, Lee Sterling, ParamountSports.com is the website, at Paramount Sports on Twitter. Hopefully you have another winning week. We're off next week, so we won't have you on next week. But the week after, hopefully you can make a return appearance and we can all sing your praises. His random picks, he likes the Arizona Cardinals. He likes Middle Tennessee State. He likes Kansas State against Texas Tech. Alabama Citadel, he likes the Citadel plus the 51. He likes Florida laying the points against Idaho, likes the Hurricanes laying the points against Va-Tech. Tomorrow night in the NFL, he likes the Seahawks laying the points. Tonight, he likes the Miami Heat laying the points in Brooklyn, and he likes the Sixers tonight with Jimmy Butler making his debut. Thank you, Lee.
Thanks, guys.
Lee Sterling, ParamountSports.com. Hope he has another winning week. Man, he makes a compelling case for those games, doesn't he?
He does.
Makes a compelling case. Like, when he said the thing about the Heat being a well-coached team, Valero and I both looked at each other and we're like, huh.
Yeah, I like that bet.
That makes sense. Like they are a well-coached team. Brooklyn's not very good.
They
lost their best player. It would make sense that Eric Spoelstra can get it together for tonight's game.
Makes sense.
All right. Are we going to go back to the game show in the next segment?
Yes, we are.
All right, back to the game show in the next segment. Your chance to win $50 at Blaze Pizza. Line it up at 305-567-0560 and 954-567-0560.
Radio.com.
Look at us with the music. I like it. Is this Michael Jackson or Weird Al Yankovic?
Michael Jackson.
All right, I'm just checking. I think I like that Miami Heat bet that Lee Sterling gave us in the last segment.
We're in.
I'll ride with you.
I really do. I think his reasoning is sound on that.
But it's sound reasoning because good coaches don't let teams unravel.
You're exact, and that's right.
Yeah.
Like, I hadn't thought of that. I would have been – my instinct on – Mel Kiper. What is happening there?
He looks like a cartoon
he
character.
He does, like Megamind.
He still owes me money.
Yeah. Theoretically, Mel Kiper owes you money.
If I see him, I'm going to talk to him about it.
He told you you were going first round.
And I went and got $1 million credit line.
Because you were going to be a first round pick with a first round signing bonus.
I was supposed to have $8 million up front. I didn't get $8 million up front.
What'd you get up front?
$588,000.
$588,000?
Yeah.
So he owes you $7.5 million?
I'm glad you did the math. So yes. $7.5 million, Mel Kiper owes
Mel Kiper owes you $7.5 million.
And if I do some research on how much money, if that was invested with a 5% return for these years, would be, I'm sure it's up around $10-12 million.
Yeah, it would be over $7.5 million.
What?
Compound what? All right. But I do like that reasoning because my inclination on the Heat would have been, ooh, they're spiraling out of control. I'm not going to bet them on the road. Like, no chance. They haven't looked good. But then what Lee Sterling said made sense to me there.
You became E-40.
Ooh. Ooh.
That's what the Heat made you do?
That's what happened. I thought about it. They're in Brooklyn. I heard Lee Sterling. Ooh. all right, so we were playing this radio game show in the 4 o'clock hour. We could not find a winner, so we will try to find one now. It's a $50 pizza party courtesy of our friends at Blaze Pizza. Visit one of their convenient locations in Davie, Fort Lauderdale, Boca Raton, Palm Beach Gardens, Royal Palm Beach, West Kendall, West Boca. Made from scratch dough plus unlimited toppings plus a blazing hot oven equals fast-fired, perfectly crisp perfection only at Blaze Pizza. All right, so if you're just joining us, I have factoids about all three of us. Factitos.
You made up that word.
So I wrote 10, Crowder wrote 10, Falero wrote 10. The reason we do this game show is because we think it's a good way for you to get to know us. You listen 4 hours, you feel like you know us, you follow us on social media, but these are things that we don't know about each other.
Yep.
And it sometimes creates some hostilities. People were shocked on the text machine in the last segment. I've never eaten an omelet in my life.
That blew my mind.
The only thing more shocking was the caller who had never heard of an omelet.
Oh, the egg mixies.
I mean, it was crazy. There are people texting in, they're like, this is the dumbest man in South Florida. That guy legitimately said, what's an omelet? And he's like, oh, the thing on a cruise ship? Which, by the way, you can get him at Denny's, sir. This dude thinks the only place to get an omelet is on a cruise.
You can make them in your kitchen.
That too.
Just put some eggs and throw some crap in it and fold it in half.
Fold it in half, flop it over, you got an omelet. They have omelet stations all over the place. Then he took issue with me. He's like, they don't call them omelet stations. I'm like, yes, that's exactly what they call them. But yes, I've never eaten an omelet in my life. These are the things that you learn. Do we have a name for this show, Falero?
The Blaze Giveaway. That's what I call it.
Okay. Well, that'll work. that'll work next week when we're giving away a T-shirt. Let's play the Blaze Giveaway.
Pretty good name.
I was looking for a more universal name where we could play this on a
HCF.
I'll get back to you
okay.
on your ideas.
All right, I got a bunch.
Get in the think tank.
I got a bunch. All right, so who are we going to? Wahoo Willie?
Wahoo Willie.
Wahoo Willie, you're on 560 WQAM. Wahoo! Hello, Wahoo.
What's going on, Jew Short?
Jew Short.
Don't laugh, brother.
That's my rap name, Jew Short. Are you ready to play the game?
I'm fired up. Let's go.
All right, you understand how to play, and you got to get what? Are we still sticking with 3 out of 5, fellas?
Let's go two out of 3.
Let's do 2 out of 3. I mean,
all right, we'll do 3 out of 5. We'll stick with 3 out of 5. You ready?
Let's go.
All right, do you feel like you know us?
Yes.
Did you hear the game show in the 4 o'clock hour by any chance?
That guy was terrible, bro.
Okay, but did you?
How do you not know what an omelet is?
But did you feel as you were listening to it that you could get those right?
Yes, I was screaming through the phone. How do you not know Crowder had a Nike deal? How do you not know that Crowder does never have to buy shoes ever again?
Right. Okay. All right. Here we go. You ready? Is this me, Crowder, or Falero? I have never seen the movie Bad Boys with Will Smith and Martin Lawrence. I've never seen the movie Bad Boys with Will Smith and Martin Lawrence. Who is that?
That's got to be Lero.
Something wrong?
I'm sorry.
Come on.
That is me. That's me. I've never seen that movie. I don't know why.
I know why.
Here's the next one. You're 0 for 1. You ready?
Let's go.
Wow, this is Falero?
you can't say
that
one.
Yeah, you're right. Wow, I thought that was you. Huh. Okay, who is this? I never let the microwave run its whole course because I hate the sound of the beeps when it's done. I never let the microwave get to completion, if you will, because I hate the sound of the beeps. Who said that?
It's got to be Crowder.
Something wrong?
I'm sorry. You're 0 for 2. That's Falero. That is so dumb, Falero.
Oh, I hate that noise.
But what? It's a beep? It's a beep.
No, it's like beep. 8 beeps after another. I don't want
to
hear it.
What kind of microwave do you have? How often, how long does it have to beep? Like, I mean,
I don't know. I'm trying to turn it off, but it can't.
You have an alarm at your house?
You hover over the microwave?
Whatever I'm doing, if I know it's coming to an end, I go run to it.
But does your alarm have a chime?
It does. I take it off.
You turn your alarm chime off?
I chime off, yeah.
That's how you know somebody's coming in the house.
I put my code, and then you put chimes, a little button.
I know
chime.
How to turn the chime off.
All right, you're 0 for 2 here, Wahoo Willie. You got to get this next one right, or you are evicted from the game, okay?
All right.
I am scared of horses. I am scared of horses. Who said that?
Well,
game show. Game show. Who'd you say?
Hawk.
Something wrong?
I'm sorry. You're 0 for 3, Wahoo Willie. That is Channing Crowder.
Man, come on, man. Channing, you're from the country. How are you going to be afraid of horses, man?
Because, man, they got a spirit, man. They look down at me, and I look like they're calling me a bitch. And have you ever seen their eyes? They look at you like they're better than you, don't they?
They look right into your soul. I can't deny that.
This sounds dumber than not knowing an omelet.
They look right into your soul. I'm with Wahoo.
What is wrong with people here? All right, who do I go to next, Falero?
Go to Robert, line 4.
Robert is line 4.
I was 4. Riding the horse and kicked it one time, and it turned its head all the way around and looked me straight in my eyes, and I let the reins go.
It's a bitch.
And they look at you like they're calling you a bitch. I do believe that.
Robert, you're on 560 WQAM. Hello, Robert.
Hey, let me put down the 3 empty bottles on the factoid I just rolled.
So, where are you located?
he's rolling factoids.
I'm in Marshall's waiting for my wife to get off. I should win.
Are you really? You're waiting at Marshall's?
Yeah.
All right, which Marshall's are you at?
Oakwood Plaza.
All right. Marshall's in the Oakwood Plaza right there by Dave and Buster's.
Yep.
All right, there you go. They got a Kmart there. That is true.
I only got to get one right? Because no one got shit, right?
Oh, you can't say that. Hold on.
Oh, okay, my bad. See, I told you about those funky Buddhists.
Hold on. We got to make sure that. Are we back to...
Yeah, we're back.
Back to live? All right. No more cursing.
You got it.
That's how you get kicked out of this game. All right, you ready? What's his name? Robert?
Yeah.
All right, Robert. All right, you understand how this is played? This is for a $50 gift certificate at Blaze Pizza. You ready?
Yes.
My personal email address is an @yahoo.com email address.
That'd be you.
My personal email address is an @yahoo.com email address. Who said that?
You, Hawkman.
I know you had already said it. And yes, that is true. That is me. I'm old and I have a Yahoo email address. I do it with no shame.
I have AOL, man.
Kindred spirits. There you go. All right, you got one right. If you get the next two right, you get $50 at Blaze Pizza. Are you ready?
Ready.
I get pedicures every month. I get pedicures every month. Who
That's
said that?
My football player, Crowder.
Who said that?
Shannon, Crowder.
Something wrong.
That is wrong. I'm sorry.
Have you seen his feet?
Eric Filero gets pedicures every month.
Nobody touches.
Don't hate.
But what? I mean, honestly, of all the things that you could spend money on, like I give you cash every Friday. You're spending it on a pedicure?
Well, not your cash. The cash I earn sometimes, like do my job, I use that for the pedicure.
For what?
To keep my feet nice.
Why?
Because they get messed up all the sports I play.
But like what?
Oh my God, what, they get messed up. You're with keeping all the them. Have you
Ultimate Frisbee will mess up your feet.
No. I understand the reasoning. My feet are garbage. Gargoyle feet. But why do you want to have nice feet? Like, are you fetishy?
No, my fiance doesn't like nasty feet. So.
But she's around your feet? My wife doesn't like nasty feet, but I keep my socks on.
Really?
Hell yeah.
What if it gets hot?
I got air conditioning.
All right, you got one right, one wrong. Here we go. I scored a 980 on my SATs. Who said that?
I'm going to go with you.
That is indeed me. An unbelievably low score. It really prevents me from disciplining my son when it comes to school. I've got no leg to stand on. Yeah.
Right, hang on. Let me guzzle this last beer.
No cursing.
Was that your first time?
That was my first and last time.
You need to take it again?
I got into UM. I don't know how it happened.
Oh, high standards. I'm sorry.
980. All right, you got two right. If you get the next one right, you are a big winner, Robert. You ready?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready.
Are you really ready? You don't sound like you're ready.
Yeah. Oh, I'm buzzed. Yeah, I'm buzzed, but I'm ready.
All right, here we go. I played the trombone in high school. Who said that?
Valero.
Yeah, you got
there you
it.
Go, Robert.
He's in the band. Robert, congratulations. What's your favorite radio station?
Come on, buddy. It goes without saying. You guys.
What's your favorite discount clothing store?
The thrift shop, like Macklemore.
Oh, Marshalls. You're out behind Marshalls right now. You just told us.
And we're not a radio station.
Hold on. He's on hold. He's on line 4. Danger. I'm working with danger over there.
That's good,
980 on my SAT. That's not
That's
good.
That's it. That's terrible.
What'd
That's
not too bad.
12.
1,200? What'd
12
you get?
12 something.
I think I got like 1020.
Wow. Yeah, I couldn't break 1,000.
That's sad.
I know.
Well, you did okay for yourself, though. They say that, too. Sometimes the slow kids figure out their little realm in life.
I don't think I was a good tester.
Sometimes the slow kids, they kind of figure out what they're good at.
Are you just talking to me? That's meant to me. Radio.com.
Radio.com.
What a show it's been. 3 hours and 43 minutes of absolute delight.
Like 10 minutes.
Feels like 10 minutes. What a show. If I do say so myself. Came out of the box. I don't know. You know, if you were listening yesterday in the 5 o'clock hour, you heard Randall Thrill Hill. And I came out of the box this afternoon when we came on the air explaining that Thrill's comments went a little bit viral yesterday. And I had to clarify something, and I want to clarify it again. Barry Jackson. So when Thrill Hill was on with us yesterday, he went off, right? He's a passionate Canes fan and just went off. He's had enough. He doesn't like the 4-game losing streak.
Who does?
And again, Warren Sapp has gone off. John Beeson's gone off. Like, there are plenty of former Miami Hurricanes that have just reached their wits' end.
And to that point, when y'all love the passion on the winning, you gotta love the passion for not winning. You got to love their hate of being, you know, somewhat irrelevant in the college football landscape.
It is so true. If you love the passion of Miami Hurricanes, former players, you know, like Michael Irvin, you were saying, you know. Yeah.
When he lay on the field during the game.
He was laying on the field and the Hurricanes won or whatever it was. if you love that, then you have to also embrace the passion when the program's not doing well, because that just means that they care, and it's pretty unique to the University of Miami. But Randall Thrill Hill comes on the show yesterday, and he said a lot of things. He was unhinged, if you will. And he threatened at one point to divulge some secrets. Do you have that clip? I think it's cut four. Is it cut four, Falero?
There's two of them, but yeah, I'll get it.
Right, play some of those clips. This is Randall Hill, because it all plays into this headline that Barry Jackson wrote in the Miami Herald regarding the interview. And I wanted to clarify something at the beginning of the show. I want to clarify it now. This is Thrill yesterday.
Hey, listen, love you to death. You know it. We chat off air. We go back and forth. I almost said, nah, bro, you know what? And I'm being honest. I can't do it. Because I really, and right now, I'm literally restraining myself because of some of the things I really want to say. I know you guys got the dump button. You guys would have dumped my butt a long time ago for some of the stuff I really want to say. But a lot of the things I'm going to still keep in house until they make those changes. I'm going to give them an opportunity to make those changes. Then I'm going to start relinquishing some of the stuff that I do know about.
So he's telling you, hey, I want to say something. I'm not going to say it. First, it made it sound like he wanted to curse. But then he's like, then I may tell some stuff if they don't make changes. And then what you have another cut?
Yeah, this was later on in the interview saying he had to restrain himself again.
Okay.
I really almost said, no, I can't do it. Because I am doing everything I can to restrain myself for the frustration that has been. Do you know what my text messages read when come from people? Do you know what my email reads when coming from fans of the University of Miami? It ain't positive. How hard could it be positive? Everybody wants to ask me, what are we gonna do? I said, well, I can't really even say we anymore because half of the players who actually started this, they're not even really acquainted with the program anymore. It's only certain players that they really have around the program, and those are players who were there when the athletic director was there as assistant athletic director. You don't really have too many, or if you have given a lot of money back to the University of Miami, those are the players that they keep around. I mean, come on. You know what? I'm going to stop right there because I don't want to continue to go, because I'll tell you some things. I tell you what, let things continue to go the way they will. I guarantee you, the athletic director, somebody calls me and say, hey, Randall, please, please, please tone it down. We don't want you to hurt the program. I ain't trying to hurt the program. Make the right changes.
All right, so you could see he kept implying, inferring, intimating. I don't know what the right in something is. I don't know what the right word is. I got 980 on my SAT, so don't ask me. But he kept saying, essentially, I've got secrets. I've got secrets. So Barry Jackson in the Miami Herald, this is the headline. Former standout Hurricane and Homeland Security employee. If you don't know, Randall Hill has worked in law enforcement since his playing days. Former standout Hurricane and Homeland Security employee threatens to divulge secret information if Rick doesn't make changes. I thought the headline was fine because I know the context of the interview. Buddy of mine in Chicago calls me. If you didn't hear the interview or you have no context for it, the headline actually reads, former standout Hurricane and Homeland Security employee threatens to divulge secret information if Rick doesn't make changes. So my buddy called. He goes, does he know something about the security of the United States and he's going to tell us secrets if Mark Rick doesn't make a change? And then when I read the headline, I'm like, you know, yeah, it could read that way. And so my buddy's like, am I a soft target? Is there a list? Is there
Illuminati
stuff? And so I wanted to clarify, and I retweeted Barry Jackson's tweet, and I wanted to clarify publicly, Randall Thrill Hill was not threatening to divulge America's secrets. He was threatening to divulge UM secrets. And even that is a little suspect because Randall Thrill Hill is an entertainer. Yeah. He was an entertainer when he was on the field. He is an entertainer now. He was hyped up. He brought it strong, which is why you have him on the radio. So I don't even know what secrets he's got. But I guarantee you, after having spoken with him last night off the air, he does not have secrets that he's going to divulge about the safety of our country, which you could glean is what Barry Jackson is writing there, and he was not.